plate a potential nugget.
And now, again, maybe this is a question from the line of work I'm into. Let's say story listening and coaching. Again, you don't discuss that explicitly in the book, but I guess each individual life is so unique and so nuanced. And so much of who we are and why we do what we do is contextual. As a coach, I'm curious about how we can leverage the power of stories to understand another human being.
That's a very good question. By the way, I too am an ICF certified coach. I don't talk about it too much. And that's only because I personally think that, you know, when people meet people, they need to put them in boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. To handle. And if I talk, say that I'm this and that and this, they don't know which box to put me in. I'd rather at this point occupy the storytelling box. Now, I think one is, and you know this because you're practicing this so much, is the power of listening is the difference between so many things. Yeah. Now, the thing is that if I take the, what would I do with the my new knowledge of story listening in coaching is really ask people to make real their opinions. So if they came and said, you know, I don't want to do this because my boss is judging me, that's an opinion, right? If I go back and say, give me an example of your boss judging you, then I know exactly what he means. Because remember, again, A, language is complex. B, most of us are not even native English speakers. The word judging me may mean two different things to the coacher and the coachee.
Yeah.
And so when you, if you jump into conclusions saying, oh, that's what he means by boss is judging, you are now listening for that kind of judgment, which is different from what he thinks is judging. If you can make that real, so you're not only listening to the fact that he's saying the boss was judging, but you're listening to the reality behind that statement of boss is judging. And then you're on the same concreteness.
Understood. Understood. And I think the, again, talking more on the home front, your book also got me reflecting on the impact stories can have in one's family life, right? As a parent of, as a father of two young kids, I was just wondering, it's just such a powerful way of getting messages across.
Absolutely.
Rather than telling them things. Again, this is possibly not related to business storytelling, but maybe a quick detour. Any quick insights on, what the leaders can learn in applying stories to their home context?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not just home. It's about communication.
Mm.
Yeah? So if I were to bring this to the crux, it's something that I just mentioned a little earlier, which is what stories are doing is making things real. Yeah. So when you go and tell people, you need to work hard to succeed, that's abstract. Both hard work, success, and the relationship between the two. Now, why do you have that opinion? All the opinion that you give your kids in or in business or in society, where did those opinions come from? You were not born with those opinions. Yeah. Your opinion came from either a story that you're part of or a story that you heard. And that's how opinions happened. When instead of just giving the opinion alone, you tell the story that gives you that cape, that made you have that opinion, that guy gets it. Yeah. That guy also remembers it. And the reason for that is very simple, which is that when we give opinions, we are actually talking to the neocortex part of the brain, which processes language, data, etc. But that's the young brain. Yeah. And it's extremely bad with memory. It's good when we are interacting, and then it forgets. Now, however, when you tell me a story, I visualize. When I told you that story earlier about the Kurg receptionist, did you or did you not visualize two receptionists? Now, your receptionist could be one woman, one man. Mine could be both men. Doesn't matter. You may not have been to Kurg, but you imagined a reception. This went to that part of your brain that does not understand language, but processes visuals and emotions. And this part of the brain has been with man for hundreds and thousands of years. And scientists believe that because of the fact that it's been with us for hundreds and thousands of years, it's been fantastic with memory. So when you can not only appeal to the neocortex, which is dealing with language, But using a story appeal to the part that can remember, because that part doesn't understand language. It understands visuals and emotions. Then suddenly, not only do you have clarity of the message, you have memorability as well.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So what I would urge you to do is, the next time you're driving a opinion at home, which of course you'll do 1,000 times in a day, wait for the one as a starting point. Wait for the one that you really believe in strongly. And before you pontificate on it, just ask yourself, why do I believe this? Whatever that is, it is. Yeah. Why do I believe that? What has happened in my life, or what have I heard about someone else's life that makes me believe this? And then share that incident along with that opinion and see magic happen.
My father-in-law is a retired brigadier from the Indian Army. He fought the 1971 Bangladesh War and spent a year in the hospital nursing the bullet wounds from the war. Like most army men, he often gets into a storytelling mode, and it's fascinating to see the extent of recall that my children have of the various stories that he narrates over the dinner table. I hadn't quite internalized it the way Indraneel puts it, but I guess there's something to be said about the memorability of a story as compared to an opinion or a fact. It's interesting to note that stories go to a different part of the brain that does a better job of storing and retrieving information over a longer period of time. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. Here you can listen to content by speakers or by themes in the curated playlist section. To be intimated when I upload new content, you can sign up at bit.ly/signup2p2p. I repeat, it's bit.ly/signup, the number 2 followed by the alphabet P, the number 2 followed by the alphabet P once again. To know more about the coaching and transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.